I don't really consider Colorado my home anymore because I've been in D.C. for a long time. I've been here about 6 years. And I don't know. Here's the thing, man. Is I love D.C., but the thing I get frustrated with, you ever feel like people in the city try so hard to sound liberal that they become conservative? Do you know what I mean? Like, I was talking to a friend recently about, he was telling me how pro-choice he is. And we were talking, and then I was like, oh, you are. As long as the woman doesn't choose to have a baby. Do you know what I mean? Like, because the whole point of that entire decision is to be able to, like, empower a woman to choose the life that she wants. You know what I mean? And that's not what we do in this city. Like, I feel like in the South, you know, like, a woman's going to the clinic and make one of the toughest decisions you have to make in your life. And people are like, ah, don't do it. The Bible. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what their logic is. But in D.C., I feel like if a woman's about to go into labor, people are like, don't do it. Think about your career. You know, they have poster boards of, like, dead careers. It's like abandoned pantsuits. 401k with a frowny face where the O's supposed to be. Life begins on LinkedIn. It's a weird town, man. I feel like my point, at least everything about this town is everyone's doing better than me. Stop. Okay, I feel like everyone here is doing better than me, and people kind of rub it in a little bit. They don't do that in Baltimore, do they? No, everyone's doing shitty. I love that about that town, dude. That's my fucking speed, baby. But like, people are doing better than me, and they'll rub it in. Like, I was on the subway the other day, and I'm just sitting there. This is important. I didn't do anything wrong in this story. You guys understand? I didn't do anything wrong. I'm innocent in this story. I haven't done anything wrong at the beginning. I'm just on a train. I paid the fare. I didn't even jump the turn. I just paid. Just sitting there. I'm on the train. I've done nothing wrong. These two guys get on the train, and they were wearing suits. Get a load of this. They were my age. I believe that's what we call bullying. All right, so I'm sitting there and I'm eavesdropping. I want to figure out how I can become one of the Brooks Brothers. And as I'm listening, one of the guys in the suit starts explaining to the other one why a $15 minimum wage is bad. He was like, it's like a tax on small companies. And then he just started using words I'd never heard before, like a profit. And I look down and I realize the guy in the suit, his fly was down. My turn to be the bully. So I sit there, right, and I wait for 7 stops. We get to my stop. I stand up. I tap this guy on the shoulder, and I go, hey, buddy? Hey, yeah, when you're done explaining why the working class doesn't deserve a living wage, your fly's down. And then I turned, and the doors did not open. So I'm just shaking, and I feel a rather aggressive finger on my shoulder. And I turn back, and this guy goes, hey, buddy, when you're done trembling like a coward, your fly's down. And it was, so I zipped up. We high-fived. He actually offered me a job. It's $14 an hour. I think I'm going to take it.